randomly, I got this phone call. And when I love talking to people and getting their stories and everything like that. And you, BJ Roberts, on the phone, the 26th of April at the Alex Goulden, you are 75 years old. What are you going to be doing?
I'm releasing my first ever album. I know it's country, so I'm not going to even go there with you guys, but...
Nothing wrong with a little country from time to time.
The album's called 55 Years of Country Music at 75, and I got to release it that day because I'll be 76 April 30th.
And this is your first album?
My only album.
That's amazing, man.
Let's do an interview.
we're doing one right now.
Are we?
Yeah, I want to hear more about you. I am fascinated. Are you a full-time musician? Do you have a side job?
Well, yeah, I drive for Victoria Taxi.
And you've been plugging away, writing songs for 55 years.
55 years I've recorded, and, we got stuff that I've written about Willie Nelson, and I was at his birthday party last year.
Yeah.
And we were trying to get him on, but it didn't work. But that doesn't mean anything, because it could work.
Listen, something tells me that as a man who put out his first album after 55 years of trying at it, you don't say die easily, do you?
I don't. I refuse to give up. It's life, man. And I'm really, what I'm trying to do is send a message to my young kids. You know, if you're trying something, if you're doing music or whatever you do in your life,
yeah,
don't give up.
Man, you just sound like the guy who has a life well lived. Like, you have to have some stories.
In 1978, I was driving a limo. I came off to the airport and pick up this guy, and I said, "Who's Luciano Pavarotti?" I didn't even know who he was. But he loved country music, and he insisted that I come to the Executive House Hotel, to his room, at 2 o'clock one afternoon, bring my guitar. He wanted a command performance, just him and I, and he gave me a standing ovation, and as I walked out, he says, "Here, take this money," and I said, "No, no, no."
That's amazing, man!
You know, my message to young people is that if you got a dream, follow it, because the album says 55 years of country music. The dream lives on.
You always say, man, don't let the time get in the way of your goals, because the time's going to pass anyways.
Yeah, and I just told the Grim Reaper, step aside, and I told God, I said, "Hey, hang on a minute."
BJ Roberts, we got to run, man, but thank you for calling my show. This has been fascinating.
You're a good man. Bless you.
You have a great day, man.
Okay, man.